Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 continues its surge in the state. Last week, Mississippi's Department of Health reported over 9,000 new cases of the disease in a single day. That's an all-time high. Dr. Anita Henderson is a pediatrician at Hattiesburg Clinic. She speaks with MPB's Kobe Vance.
We are seeing widespread transmission of coronavirus right now, since the Omicron variant is so contagious. It is really spreading through families, spreading through schools and communities. We've done more tests in our clinic in the last week or two than we ever even did during the Delta surge. And so we are having whole families test positive. We are having parents, grandparents, children test positive. And so school has just come back in the last week. Some schools have already gone virtual due to significant outbreaks. And so we have concerns that we're going to continue to see transmission within the school system, particularly because so many of our children are unvaccinated right now.
How concerned should parents really be when it comes to their children about this variant that is transmitting more rapidly than any other variant we've seen so far?
With coronavirus and kids, most have mild cases, but we are seeing long-term complications from even mild COVID. We've talked about the multisystem inflammatory syndrome, the MIS-C. That comes 4 to 6 weeks after COVID. And so our concern is that in the next few weeks, we're going to start seeing an uptick in MIS-C again. The other thing we have found recently is that children who have COVID are 2.5 times more likely to develop diabetes after that coronavirus infection. So we are seeing long-term impact to kids. We don't know which child is going to have a mild case, recover, and never have any subsequent sequela. We don't know who's going to go ahead and have those problems. And so that's why it's important to prevent COVID in all situations to protect children from the short-term complications along with those long-term complications.
What are your thoughts on schools right now? We have seen some schools here in the state have to go virtual again. Do you think we might continue to see this as we go forward, either before this surge ends or in future surges?
As you said, we are seeing a lot of transmission within the school, and we've already had cases here in my area go virtual. When we get back this week, we're going to continue to see outbreaks and continue to see spread because so many schools are not requiring masks within the school system. So I do have concerns that schools are going to continue to have problems staying open. We are having outbreaks among staff, bus drivers, teachers, cafeteria workers. So it's not just the children who are contracting coronavirus, but also the adults. We know that that's going to impact long-term learning. It's going to impact their ability to get all the things that we see within the school system that they're going to miss. So that's why I would recommend every school superintendent, every principal, follow the Mississippi State Department of Health guidelines when it comes to safely opening schools. Those guidelines include universal mask use within the indoor setting. It includes encouraging vaccinations of all teachers and eligible students, and it includes some of those other mitigation measures, including ventilation, outdoor activities. If all schools followed the Department of Health guidelines, I think we would be in a better situation.
What do you think coronavirus vaccinations for students could mean long-term for their education?
COVID vaccines will help protect the child from getting COVID, which means they will be less likely to miss school. COVID vaccinations would also help keep the child in school if they are exposed to someone. So a child who's fully vaccinated would not have to quarantine. They would not have to get tested routinely if they were exposed to someone. So we would have better opportunities to keep kids in school. So vaccination, unfortunately, in Mississippi right now, only about 6% of children 5 to 11 are fully vaccinated. So we have a lot of room for improvement there. One thing I would tell parents, and some parents have asked me, their child has had COVID in the past. They may have had it during the Delta surge, or they may have had it last winter. And so those parents don't think their child needs a vaccine because they've already had COVID. What I would tell those parents is, I am seeing patients in the clinic who are getting COVID a second time. They may have had it last winter, or they may have had it during Delta, and they're getting it again. So just because your child has had COVID once does not mean they have lifelong immunity.
CDC's been changing their guidance recently. Can you help remind parents, because there's been a lot going on in the news recently, about if their child is exposed in school, what should they be doing?
If your child is exposed in close contact with someone who's had COVID and your child is unvaccinated, they definitely need to stay home and quarantine and get tested at that 5-day mark. If they are fully vaccinated, their recommendations are different. They need to continue to mask and watch for symptoms, but they don't have to necessarily be kept at home and quarantined. So that is, again, one of the benefits of being fully vaccinated, is that you don't have to continue to miss out on in-person education. We do recommend that you monitor for symptoms, get tested at that 3 to 5 day mark, and continue to wear a mask at all times.
Are there any questions you've been getting from parents recently about how to help cope with the coronavirus pandemic with their children right now?
Our parents have had a hard time doing this for the last 2 years, just like our teachers and our school nurses, and they want to do the best thing for their children. And what I would tell parents is to think about all the measures that they can take to protect their child. Of course, the routine things we say are make sure your child's getting good exercise, make sure your child is sleeping well at night, eating a balanced diet with fruits and vegetables that will help protect and keep their immune system healthy. Outdoor activities are always safe, are always safer for your child to participate in. The other thing I would remind parents is, if your child is in school, they are going to be exposed to COVID. Think about who they are going to be in contact with after that. You're going to want to avoid being around elderly grandparents or people who have compromised immune systems. Right now, it's not the time to have large gatherings with extended family, with family reunions, and spreading COVID throughout multi-generational households. So think about ways they can keep their child engaged, keep their child active and learning, and yet protect them and protect the community around them.
Coming up, an initiative by the State Department of Archives and History hopes to help families rediscover their Mississippi roots. This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio.